do the job anymore, for example.
Got a few questions about illness and death here. If a person had been well and suddenly he has a disease, you might ask, well, when did he?
We don't say sicken here. Mm-hmm. We would say, when did he get sick? Mm-hmm. Or when did he take sick, I have heard, but not commonly.
Okay. And if he'd been out in a draft and then he started to sneeze, you'd say he must have
caught a cold, got the grip.
And if his voice was like mine is getting, you'd say he was getting
hoarse.
Mm-hmm. And if I did that, you'd say I have a...
Have cough, you have cold.
If I were beginning to yawn and so forth, I'd say I should go to bed because I'm feeling...
Sleeping time.
Mm-hmm. But at 6...
Yawn, incidentally, among some of the old people in my family, was gap. He gaps a lot when he's tired.
At 6 o'clock in the morning, I will...
I'll get up.
Before you get up, though, you have to...
Wake up.
Okay, and he's still sleeping, you'd better go...
Wake him up.
Okay. This is a verb. If the medicine is by the patient's bedside, you say, why haven't you...
Taken.
And he said, but yesterday I...
Took it.
And tomorrow I will...
Take it. There's no confusion in these parts anywhere, as far as I know, of taken with the past tense.
Mm-hmm. That is quite common to say taken.
Oh, I know it is, but I mean, that's why I mention it. That took for the past participle is much more common, of course. I have took it.
Mm-hmm. If a man can't say anything at all, you might say he's stone...
Dumb.
Can't hear.
Can't hear. Stone deaf.
Okay. And if he worked out in the hot sun and his shirt was all wet, you'd say he what?
He's past tense.
Mm-hmm.
He's sweat.
Okay. And a discharging sore that comes to a head, often on the neck, is a...
Boil, carbuncle.
Uh-huh. Any other name?
No.
Okay. And the stuff that comes out of a boil is...
Matter, pus.
Mm-hmm. Another verb, if a bee stung you, your hand might...
Swell.
And yesterday it...
Swole.
And it has...
Swollen.
Okay. And the stuff that might come in out of a blister... Liquid would be.
The liquid, what is the name of the liquid? I don't know. I think I would say serum nowadays, but what is the water comes out of it?
Okay, if you were shot in the arm, you'd say you had a bullet.
A bullet in my bullet hole.
Well,
bullet hole wound?
There you go.
I don't know. I don't think I'd say that.
Well, I needed the pronunciation.
Knife wound, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, if you want
knife.
The phonetics, yes, it's not wound, nor is it sword.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the kind of flesh that doesn't heal properly and has to be cut out?
Proud flesh.
Yes. Brown liquid that you have put on cuts that stings.
Iodine.
And something that used to be given
some of the members of my family said iodine.
A tonic for malaria?
Quinine.
Yes. And if someone...
My grandmother's universal remedy.
If someone was ill and did not recover, you would say he...
He died.
Do you have any other ways of saying died?
Euphemistically, passed away. Mm-hmm. Passed is lower class New Orleans. Also black New Orleans. He passed last year.
Mm-hmm. Any joking ways of saying he died?
Oh, kick the bucket, I guess, is the most common one. Of course, you have all these pietists, like gone to his reward and that sort of thing. No longer with us.
If you don't know the cause of his death, you say, I don't know what he...
What he died of.
And then the place where he would be buried is the...
Cemetery here. Graveyard is not common, except among blacks.
Okay. And the box people are buried in is a...
The coffin.
And the ceremony...
is the funeral.
And people dressed in black, you'd say they were in...
mourning.
In,
I remember with terror when I was...